Tell us it's talking about Nisastira. They don't mention anything else over here. Isn't there a stira? Bad word. A stira between, let's say, the English word. A contradiction between the two Tosfot back to back. Here it says, the only Issur of Shviras Chavos is a gzera. You may come to be Miyapas HaShvira. And here the very next Tosfot seems to say, that is an intrinsic prohibition against smashing some utensil made from wood or metal. So if the chavis is made from wood, you know, you can't make a chavis, doesn't say a chavis made from a wicker basket. You want to use the word called the sal, not called the chavis. Contradiction between the two toasts back to back. Here it says, the only Issur of Shviras Chavos is a gzera. You may come to be Miyapas HaShvira. And here the very next Tosfot seems to say that is an intrinsic prohibition against smashing some utensil made from wood or metal. So if the chavis is made from wood, you know, you can't make a chavis, doesn't say a chavis made from a wicker basket. You want to use the word chavis, called the sal, not called the chavis. It's a contradiction between one Tosfot and the next. I saw this kasha in the footnotes in the beautiful new edition of the Beis Yosef. Right at the beginning of our Simon Shin Yud Dalet, Oz Gimel, gives the following answer. Sure, Yesh Stira Gemura Bekelim. You take something, you break it to bits. That's what we're talking about in Mesechta Erevin. Posacha shall eat shall matchas also l'shaber ulafkia. To break it completely, this chest of metal or of wood. That's not allowed. Stira Gemura. However, talking about Shover Adam HaSachavis? Tell me, if you smash it to smithereens, would it have to say, Uvil Vajli Eskavan Lassus Kli? Obviously not. So it's true he's breaking the Chavis to access the Grogros. That's true. But he's not doing it with a hatchet. He's doing it with a knife, Rashi explains. With a sword or some kind of he's just destroying it completely. So stira gemura bekelim is prohibited intrinsically, but the kind of stira that the Amish have described is not a stira gemura, and therefore there's no intrinsic prohibition, but there's only a gzera. That's the teretz which is given in the footnote under the Beis Yosef Shin Yadalas of Cotton Gimel. I believe that if you look in the Mordechai, the one I just mentioned, which was not in the Maror Makomos, but we'll look at it now. I think it's what he's saying too on the bottom, page I and Hay, all the way in the back, by the Mordechai. So in the Chiddush Anshei Shem, this is what's going on. Later it says, Posacha shall eat so shall machas also the Shabbat afkia. And Tosfos and Erevin says, Steva shiskur on the mafteach also the Shabbat also. Stira chashuva shachet nam shabbat af bekelim. This is a contradiction. This is the same contradiction that the footnote asked in the Beis Yosef. He tries a couple of answers. Oynik Shabbos, Machloikis, eh. So the best answer is in the last two lines in this column. It says, Gimel Mem? What's our first letter? Gimel. What does Gimel Mem stand for? Who knows? Dule Mordechai? I'm sure Gimel, I think so. Find that, let me know. V'li Nira, the Avshalom Adahocha, Mari B'dinevan Amavtech, Avol Yochol Iftoch, Ha'idei Sakin Godol V'chayotzo V'choska, V'eino Mechavin Lishvor Ateva Atzmo, V'zeh Mutad Avistir Gerua. And it's called Yishvor Osa, B'loshon Shvira, the Derech B'nanam Hu Likros Osa Psicha Shvira, Me'ach HaSheposeach V'choska V'sakin Godol V'chayotzo. Aber wir kamen in die Erwin. Mayrish mechavein lishbor ateva atzmo. Die hat der Mechalik schon bei Stira de Kodol, der Stira Gemurah meist, die hat der Teva. Der, in der Jochel Iftoch, im Leid, der Schwira ist Teva atzmo. Ayan sham, timtza, she diktuk noch on hu. That's exactly, I think, the terrace which the footnote of a contemporary source. The footnote was written a few years ago. I think it's given the same terrors. I believe so. If one may, and I'm saying it tentatively because you have to check out all the sources. Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Beitza, Lamed Aleph and Beis, that Tosfos makes reference to. Kalim. Let's leave well enough alone. This is not a verbatim quote. Fine. This is the terrace. We speak of the terrace of choice. Fine. The Beis Yosef goes further. Again, in Shin Yud Dalet. And quotes the Tosis in Erevin. That same Tosis starts off like the Ran, like our Ran. Klei Godel, Klei Kotten. Godel is Osir and Kotten is Mutter. Why is Kotten Mutter? Because ain't Binyan Vikalim, ain't Stira Vikalim. In fact, the Beis Yosef, what do you do with the Gemara and Af Kuf Beis and Beis, which we spoke about last week? Binyan Gama Beklei Cotton of Kupina Bamara, these are putting the handles into a hoe. See, so there is Binyan Gama. Binyan Gama should be steering Gamur. So the Beis Yosef says, if you need an Uma Lav Zero, then it's called Osa Kli. Well, Binyan Gomer. The Ran said so in two places. Spoke about it last week, in the 12th paragraph and the 17th paragraph. So we're going to go back to the original criteria. It's Binyan Gomer, and the definition of it is Uman Tzarech Lachzira. So what will happen then? If something is smashed and only an Uman can put it together, then it's a binyan. Okay. And to smash it in the first place, so that now you'll need a Uman to put it back together again? L'chara should also be Stira Gemur. Frek the Prima Gadim. This chavis here, shavur adam is a chavis. You know, how you put it back together again? You need a barrel maker, presumably. Could you put a barrel together? Maybe some handy guys there. Maybe go to the wood shop. Go to Kep to the wood shop. And you go to the Uman, the expert in the wood chopping. And they'll tell you how to put it together. That's an Uman. You and I can't do it. That's the Mishpat Sel Zov Aleph. So why is there any sort of stira gemura? So here steps in Rav Moshe Zichron Levroch and Igros Moshe with this kasha. In this classical tshuva, Kuf Chav Beis, I made reference to earlier, in Anaf Hey, is the Ran himself says, Yesh Binyan B'Kalim. So, even by Kli Katan, there should be Stira B'Kalim. Tosa said so. You understand that Rashi always knows, but Tosa and the Rana should be the same thing. So Rav Moshe gives two answers. One is, based on this famous Diuk, which really the Rana said, really, Ain Binyan Big Kalim, Ain Stira Big Kalim. It all depends what you start off with. You start off with Kalim, there's no Binyan or Stira. When are you over? If you Osa Kli, start with nothing. They make nothing into a kli, that's called an Isra of Bona. But by stira, by definition, you're starting off with a kli. So ain't stira bit kalim. So you can't just automatically have an equation between binyan and stira. Not true. That's svar number one. Svar number two, Sira Moshe, stira is basically a negative. It's a negative. So because it's a negative, in order for it to be chayav, it has to be something of tremendous significance. So if you have a non-kli, and you make it into a kli, yesh kan chashivus malocha gedol al masov, shem yimasov nasa kli v'yeng lecho binyan gadol mizeh. But Sosa is not that way. Sosa by Mechuber, that's a Melochel, that's in the Mishkan. But when it comes to a Kli, destruction is not Choshev enough to be categorized as a Melochel. Two different Knech, two different Svaras coming to the same conclusion. Because Yesh Binyan according to the Ran, but ain't Stira. Now, how do we pass in the halach? It's again unclear, Rabbi Osai. It's unclear. Everyone has a Mishnah Berurah. So let's look at Mishnah Berurah and see what it says. It really is unclear. What is clear is that the Mechaber requires Mustaki. That we already saw in the Korban Nisano. But you can require Mustaki for one of two reasons we just saw. Tosis and Shabbos and Tosis and Erevin. You can require Mustaki because otherwise by Chavish Lema is an Isra of Soser, Tosin Erevin. Or you can require Mustaki because otherwise an Isra of Shema Yiyapas Tashvira, Tosin Shabbos. And the Mechaber doesn't give too many reasons. Let's read it together. Sif Aleph, I've also opened up the Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph. Ein Binyan Estira B'Kalim. Fani Mili, Shein Binyan Mamish. To go on Chavis, Ramah. What did I just say? Shin Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph. Chavis Ramah. She'ena Machzekas Arboim Saw. That shouldn't be a Kli Gadol. She'nish Brav Adibik Shvareh Bezefes. Yochel Lishabra Likach Masha Betocha. Uvavach Lo Yechaven Lenokva Yof Nekev Yofe. She'yil Ala Pesach Nim Kenav Limitakin Mana. Fine. Amish. Bemustik. Fine. Why? Not a word. Why? Why? Doesn't say. doesn't say once. So the Mishnah Brura, Sivkot and Zion, says why. Also the Shabra, Mitam Stira. Mitam Stira. How did he know? How did he know that Mechabel Nitam Stira? Now, if you had to pick one Mefarish in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Mishnah Brura is most, quotes the most, who is he? Of all the Mefarish, who does he quote the most? So the answer is the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Brura is following the Magen Avraham. I mean, everything's, you know, he quotes many others, but that's numero uno. So look at the Magen Avraham. On the very same line, the Mechaber says, you can do if it's Bezefes. Says the Rav Magen Avraham, but as opposed to regular Kli. Why? The Machmas Griusa Lochayis Alei, Vileko Lamecha Shema Yiskave and Lasos Kli, Tosis Varosh. Clear impression as I read it from this Magen Avraham that if Shlema also the Shabra, why a Gzera? Not the Mishnah Brura. An enigma. What's the reason for the Mechaber? Is it because of Stira B'Kalim, as the Mishnah Berurah said, or is it a Gzera, Shemichav Lassas Kli, as the Magen Avraham said, or in other language, is the way Tosis in Erevin said, or the way Tosis in Shabbos said? And they're both legitimate Shitas. Licha Ora, if you look in Siv Zion, let's take a look quickly in Siv Zion. Shinya Dal Siv Zayin. Chosama Shevakelim Konshita Teva Migdal Shekisa Shalem Kosheb and Mechevel Yochel Atiro Olechotcha Besakel Hatakli Yoso. One Beitza. Vedavko Keink Shira Schevel Lechayotibo. This is Tosin Matir. Avos posachas shall eitz shall matkas also lafkia ol shaver to bekelim nami shayach binyan gomer stira gemura. So lichora, it's mafurish that the mechaber holds that there is stira gemura bekelim. So the Mishnah Berurah is right. It's if gotten zayin. So why is the Magen Avraham say differently? But of course. So we just said before, earlier, based on the footnote of the Beis Yosef, and Anshe Shem on the Mordechai, it's not a proof. Maybe only the Stira Gemura Bekelim is smashed completely, but the kind of Shri described in Sif Aleph, Shri HaSachavis, where there's a possibility of the Chavon Asas Kli, is obviously not a complete smashing of the Chavis, more comparable to the Chaticha B'Sakin, which is described in Siv Zayin, and therefore maybe the Magen Avraham is right after all, so we don't know for sure. Fine. Rabosai Klar. Back to the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. There's a second part of the Mishnah. second part of the Mishnah says, "Ein nokvin megufa shel chavis." Rashi says, "Ein nokvin megufa advuka bepeah chavis lasos negev elenotelus kula." Aber kinokavla metaken pischa. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim matirim, then derech pesach lechavis bekach. V'loy kevena mitzida. That's as far as we go in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Omer Avuna Machlokas Lamala, Abu Menatzad Divrei Hakol Asa. V'hayim et Katoni Lo Yikavena Mitzida. Rashi. Lamala Baroshah Magufa Asa, with the Shara Rabbanat Lavurucha Lamevet Pisra Asa. Alanotel Kol HaMagufa. Abu Mitzida Zimna Da Avdeh Da Mishun Pisra Venerot Sa Lepostu Lamala. So you put offer of Psolas B'yayin. Rav Chistam V'machlokas Menatzad. Aber al gabe der wer kommt mutter. Vor der Kartonne like wenn er mit sie da. Hast du beguf für der Khavis, not in the barrel cover, but in the barrel itself. Fine. Fine Rabban. Ein nok wenn der auf Kodesh beschabas in Bola Hosef Moses. Wir schauen mir einmal Stephen. I can't add. Beshavin shenokvin benekev yoshan lechatchila. The Tanakhama mashnam minekev chodosh the low to come attack in Pisra. O Sufi nami come attack in Pisra. The air is also a tikkun. Zok the Gemara. Omaraba dvar Torah kol Pesach shener osu lahachnas lahotzi eno Pesach. Rabbanu the Gazim Shemulul Shaltanagolin, the Yavin the Yule Avir La Fuke Havla, the Imbala Osef Mosif, O Sufi Vane Belul Shaltanagolin Lo Asi Lo Sufi Mishum Richsha. The Sheretz of the Nemir shouldn't get in. Remarkable. Tosus points out, top of the page, on the base, what to piss Achvina the lekel lemechash lerich shalog gazvina the dafka otu lushal tanagolam gazvina lob maski inchi adatayo she osel achzalos. They don't realize it. Bekitzer, are you sold? If it's made to go in and out, it's the raisa. Otherwise, it's the rabbana. Otu lushal tanagolam. That's the gemara. What'll happen if I have a klisha mustaki and I'll make a whole lahachas of lahotzi? Ma hadin. The taz in aleph implies it's daraisa. The mishnah brura, the same mishnah brura, shin yud dalid here in sifkot vov. I ain't betaz the mash with a feeling in the neck of your neck of cotton, shen osa lachas lahotzi, gam ken osa kalpona med rabbonon, a feeling bechavis kazu shiru ua, the will neck of god osa lachas lahotzi, yesh we said Torah, even if it's presumably a chavis ruua, ken mash with a beer a gra. Rabbosa, who said it first? Long before the beer a gra. Who said that there could be a chiyuv d'oraisa if you make some kind of a neck of yofe in a mustik? Who said it? Ooh, Rashi. Rashi, Beit Salam, and Gimel. So the Chazanish is a tain against the Mishnah Brura. Why did he pass like Rashi? He should have passed like Tosis. Hilchos to Gibas Roy. That's a kash. Yeah. What's wrong with Rashi? Also know how to learn. Always follow past my toast against Rashi. That's his time. Rambam quotes the din of Lahachas al-Lahotzi, and Makna Mepash Dorais and Perek Yud, and the Perek Chof Gimel, Haloch Aleph, Lahachas al-Lahotzi is Xera de Rabbanon, and therefore in Okvin with Nek, with Bechavis Nek of Chodesh. It's considered Lahotzi. Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. Open the Sharat, see you in for a minute. It's if cotton tests. Shartzin says as follows. He gives it, Mr. Brugge, all the rules and regulations. Mr. Brugge, Osem, Negev, Kolshu, Bain Beetim, and Matkes, Bain Binyan, and Mikaela, as it told us, Makab Apatish, Vachayim, Vachol Pesach, Shein Osel, Achas, Ol Hotzi, and Chayav, and Al Asiyoso, Ad Kan, the Vara of the Rambam, calls the Rambam verbatim. The test, he tines against the Vagan Avro. Nira the Raka Kalim Koi, the neck of Shoslam Yeshalem Shem Pesach Kadisa Bugamor, the Kambina Shi Yosui Lakas of the Hotzi, do me the Pesach, do me the Pesach. Aval Bishar Dvorim, Lobiina and Rakshi Darko shall also Dover Lassa Sponekev Kaze, Laze Tashmish. In other words, the rule is, after all, it's such an elusive halach. Where did it come from? Lakas Lotzi, where is this? A Pesach? Where did it come from? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Kalim, the normal thing is Lachas Alahotzi. Put it in Degah, what else? But you can find a different kind of a situation where the normal thing is only Lachas, only Alahotzi, you'd be Chayim and Daraisa. From Angan Avram, Kitzim, Elash, Narambam, Mamash, Maksas, Akulu, Koi, Velo, Nihil, Nihil, Zdait. But Rambam says it's always has to be Lachas Alahotzi. Is it not so? Read Rambam again, it's here, look, read inside. Again, Ha'os HaNegav Kol Shu, back in Mishnah Berurah. Oh, think of Kol Shu Bein Be'Eitim and Matkas Bein Be'Binyan Bein Be'Kalim. How you told the Magal Be'Patnish Be'Chayim. Bechol Petzach She'Ein Os Lachas Ola Hotzi Ein Chayav and Alasi Yosim. Only going on Kalim says. So comes along to save Be'Binyan Shabbos. So what happened if someone will make a hole in a shoe to insert a shoelace? Once you insert it, it's presumably, if you treat it well, it's there for life. It's only lahakas alahotzi. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it should be chayv. What about fakert, he says? You make a hole in the nipple of the baby bottle. It's only meant lahotzi. Nothing goes in there. It's only coming out of there. According to Mishnah Berurah, he thinks it'd still be chayv. Still be chayv. Problem is, Tosa says in a few places that the hachas alahotzi applies everywhere, not only to a kli. Tosa has it by a peged. We saw anaf memches. Do you recall by the Beis Hatzava? And they have it in Ksumas by Mapis Mursa. Remember, we have the pus is going out and the air is coming in. So the Chazon Ish has his own take on the Hachas of the Hotz. He says, all the Gemara means, he's sort of a minimalist, all the Gemara means it should be a significant opening. This is in Simen Nun Aleph. Sif Cotton Youth. Yesh lai b'tam ad milsa the hobe osa nekel lachas al chud al otsa lachud nami b'tak in mona loma lo choshev bone yesh loma the cave and the kol kli ena royal shimush el imkain yesh lo pesach lachas al otsi vim osa od pesach lachad minayu pischa rabba ikar who pesach lachad minayu in a misyakes al gufa kli el azeh shimush lefisho lachas al otsi. Some kind of a secondary Pesach. It doesn't measure up to the main Pesach. He calls it a Pisca Shimoi. Not the, really the main Pesach. Sorat Chazanish Simen Nun Aleph Sivkot and Yud. you get an impression. The nature of the Easter of Pesach is a tikkun lakli. It's a, not the Pesach itself, it's a tikkun on the kli. And if I have a regular Pesach, which is a wonderful Pesach, and I make some, which is lachos alotzi, I make some other dinky Pesach somewhere in a corner, I'm not making the kli any better. That's the impression that's conveyed. Chazanish's Mesupik, the very next paragraph, what about the following situation? I want to open a can, and I make two holes. One to pour out the pineapple juice, and one to let the air in. Yeah? If you're doing it either or, one or the other, then it would not be usher intrinsically. It's only Osigzera Otu. I have this barrel. On top of the barrel is this big opening with a magoof on top. I want to take a little nash. I make a little hole in the bottom of the chavis there on the side, and I pull out the little sweet figs, and I, cover up. Right? So that's not the main opening. That's a piska shamoy. It's garnish. The main opening is on top. That's the chazan shemtur. With the rice of it's not melach, so the whole seed, it's ain't no pesach. Right? It's a gzera. That's what it says. And that's why it only goes there by chodosh and not by mosifin. Had been an intrinsic prohibition, mosifin would also be awesome. It's not shayach mosifin by lul, it's mutter. That's what Gemara says. Right? Give a look if you have a chance in the Chazon Ish. Oh. It's a question about the air, again, the air coming in and the juice going out. What would you say? Lahachas or Lahotzi? It's unclear, right? If the air is coming in one way and the juice going out the other way, this one is only Lahachas, this one is only Lahotzi. Huh? You can use both. Okay, it depends how big you make them. That's what you do. Those won't come out. Goes boom, 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 boom. If you want it to get it come out nice, you have to make two holes. That's what I was taught in my youth. Make one hole in it, one of those things, and the one side goes boom, 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 boom. Won't come out once, no stream. We'll come back to it. Rabbi Osai. So let's begin the discussion. I haven't begun yet. Now I'll go begin it in the next 3 minutes, and we'll continue in the mitzvah. Rabbi Sai, hey, let's open a can on Shabbos. Oh. So, the Shmir Shabbos quotes in footnote Yud, the famous Perek Tes, the Sefer Tehillah LeDavid. We have the Sefer here. Beautiful Sefer, lived 100 years ago. He says, no, can't open a can. Why not? Sosa. Steer. Comes up Shlomo Zalman and says, no, our cans is mustaki. And by mustaki, there's no way to sosa. And there's certainly no chance of Pesach Yafeh, because you're going to throw it right out. No one keeps cans. I would have said, is a can of mustri? It depends. Depends what the reason for the iser is. If the reason for the iser is shemi yitaken, shemi yiskaival the neck of yofe, then Reb Shlomo Zalman is 100% right. I don't care how cans are made in the factory, they're so stark. They go into the garbage. There's no chashash going to fix up the can. But if the reason is what? Stira, I would have said, our can's strong, it's made from steel. It's put together like anything. That's stronger than a Chavis Shlema, but Mustaki. That's what I would have said. Rabbi Shlema Zalman does not say that way. And to save a bin in Shabbos, he goes to tell Rabbi Shlema Zalman in a letter. Rebbe, explain to me. If you're talking from the perspective of Shemi Yapas HaShvira, you're right. It's Mustaki, our can's. But you're talking about Stira? This thing is so stark. Why is there any Stira? See Rabbi Shlomo Zalman wrote him a letter back. It seems, however, to me that the best heter of all for opening cans, we'll just mention it now, we'll elaborate upon it tomorrow, is Rav Moshe's heter. Anaf Tes. Rav Moshe says that our cans is like Chosolos. We read it together ourselves. We read it together. Shin Yudalid. Sif Ches. If we didn't read it in the Shulchan Aruch, we still read it in the Gemara. Chol Solo Shol tomorrow. I think we talked. I didn't read it. Let's read it together now. Chol Solos Pivish Minei Kelim Shol tomorrow. Megrogos and Makisri Kosher Bechevel Matev Esos Teshachros Achevel Bechol Dechafilu Besakim Vafilu Guvan Shol Chol Solos Chol Zek Moshe Shover Agozim Oshkeidim Elitol Ayochol Esob Shabahem. Our cans, as Rav Moshe, which are made for one-time use, are like walnut shells. A Furshe Gemara and a Furshe Mechab. That's true. The Mishnah Bruin Sivkot and Mem says, Sheshover Agozim, Daf Gahani Delav Kelim Gemurimim, Deina Masuyim Elashi Yisbashlu Atzmorim Besocha, Ava Kli Gomor, for Sosam and Machabarish of Zion, the Isil, Machsela, Shatofo, Paris, and Stav, Primogodim, Imdom, and the Chosolos. Rav Moshe says, nah, it doesn't mean it has to be only Yisbashlu tomorrow, as Rashi says. It's just an example. It's just telling you a matter of fact. But the lumbus is that the Kli is considered Batel, back to our expression, it's nullified. As compared to its contents. That's the real pshat. That's what the Mogan Avraham meant, that's the Prima Godin meant, and if they didn't mean it, that's the way it's true anyway. But with Grogros, he says, Rav Moshe, already are fully ripe. That's the reason. Rav Moshe in his Chelek Yoredeya, in Ilchus Tvilus Kalim, says, if I buy something from a goy in a metal can or a glass jar, and I want to reuse it, I don't have to be toivel. Why? Because when I bought it from the goy, it was not a kli. Why wasn't it a kli? It was meant to be thrown out. It's meant to be thrown out. It does not have a shem kli. It's like a walnut shell. It's not a kabel tuma, says Rav Moshe. Look at Masechta Kelim. Not mechabel tuma, why not? Because it's not considered to be a kli. And Rav Moshe Nuchos Tvilas Kenan refers back to his tshuva about opening cans on Shabbos. Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shul, the same comparison. Not mechabel tuma, no reason to open it on Shabbos. Remember, we had a chidush Iran, the very first thing we mentioned today, said it's considered to be like a walnut shell. But he said it in a chabbos, even if it's going to be originally made for reuse. I guess he learns that the moment you make a mental decision to throw it out, it then converts from a cleat to a walnut shell. But Moshe doesn't go that far. But if it's made originally for only for one-time use, then it's considered a walnut shell. That's the best heter. Now, I have to concede, the words of the Mishnah Berurah, Melech Avraham, and Prima Godin don't quite say that. But Rav Moshe said it. Tomorrow we'll discuss these things from a different perspective as well. The next few shiurim are going to be a combination of the sugyas of Gemara and the Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch, the Nosei Kalev on the one hand, and some of the practical stuff on the other hand. I want to make one comment. When I mentioned yesterday cans for the first time, I had in mind things such as tuna fish cans. People jumped, thought I meant soda cans. I guess people, you know, have these fixations. No, we'll get the soda cans later. He pointed out, Rav Moshe Zichron Levroch has two tshuvas. The idea that a can is nothing, it's not a kli, it's considered secondary to its content, which is thrown out immediately. And it's like a klipas agozim, which the Gemara has, the Shulchan Aruch quotes klipas agozim, sifches, to explain the halacha of chol solo shel grogel shel tomorrow. In the Gemara, and that Bryce, according to the Gemara, Tanya Chodah, Kufen Vavam Adal. We mentioned the Chidushi Aran, the Sud Aran, had this very same expression in conjunction with the Mishnah itself. That Chidush apparently we don't accept, because at least the Shulchan Aruch doesn't accept. And the reason is that the Chavis of the Mishnah is a Chavis which is used many times. It's not considered automatically to be bottle to its contents. So it's going to have other contents, and other contents, and other contents. Not bottle. Only the chosara shall tomorrow, which are ripped open and thrown away immediately, that's considered to be bottled to its particular contents. That's how we assume la halacha. Shkwan the Shulchan Aruch, but the Chidush Aran, Sud Aran, says no. The Pshat in the Mishnah is also considered to be bottled to its contents, even though it may be reused. That's a Chiddush which may not necessarily be accepted. Fine. This being the case, Rabbosai, it's time to start some practical stuff. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa was the first saver that I know about that wrote so much about these things, and even, of course, followed by many others since then. The saver now is over 20 years old. Perek tests about all these things. Now let's open up and see what it says. Ulam, it's page Pevov. Yesha Mekilim Bistoch Kufsos. Let's stop right there. There's some who are Mekil to open up Kufsos, to open up cans. Kufsos is the Hebrew word for cans. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman Arbach. The Mistabra. Shasoger also Bishabas Nikra Bonevelo Soser. He's coming to argue with the Chazon Ish. What Chazon Ish? The Chazon Ish said a statement that opening a can you open mishum bona. Bona. This is quoted in the Shmir Shabbos footnote Vav and Zayin. He says, he quotes the first day, that if you have cans that you usually keep to put other things in, we'll get to those specifics later, it's Asas Vav Mishum Isabone. And he quotes Tila the Dovah that says that he's a Soser. Ha ha! Two people have argued, you know, from one extreme to the other. What does it depend upon? But Pashtus, I want to say, and there's some people leaving after today. Don't, if you leave, don't say you learned everything, because there's going to be things are going to be changing. They're giving the initial run now, but there are going to be certain other emendations in the upcoming shiurim. Making a modal. That the seems to be a contradiction, a conflict between Chaz and Ish and Tila David. What are they fighting about? The Pashtus? Again, the Pashtus is a sealed can of kli. Tila David says yes, when you open up, you're a soser a kli. Chazon Ish says no, so when you open up, you're being bona a kli. It's one or the other. No, okay, it's a pashtus. And the Shlomo Zalman amplifies the Chazon Ish's view in Os Zion, in footnote Zion. Now you're making it into a kli which is royal lahotzi lahachnis shaper choshev ka'osa kli. Okay. So despite the fact that there are two gedolei oilim, the tila dav nechaz and ish asin for two opposite reasons, there are mekilim. Obviously, the mekilim have to get out of both reasons. Why is it not bona? Why is it not soser? So Shlomo Zalman first takes care why it's not bona. He says mistabra that this can, which is called sardinim, could be tuna as well, is considered to be a kli. And if you seal it up, if it maybe be considered a bone, not a sosa. He quotes him on Sukkiyud Beis. Talks about tefillin. Tefillin is mekabel tuma. So you see it's a kli. So here too it's like tefillin. Tefillin is sealed up. Here it's also sealed up. And even though the tefillin is sealed with gidin and here it's sealed with metal, well, tefillin are in another way are there for closed forever, and here the cans are going to be opened up, so should certainly have a status of a kli. Good, that takes care why it's not bona, because it was a kli. No, let it be so, sir. Oh, let it have the gzera shema v'gamut lishma megufa shein asuyah liyamim harbein. That it's okay, because you throw it into the garbage. It's considered like mustiki. You already pointed out the two potential Yisurim with the Chavis Shalema. One is Soser, and one is Shema Yavo to make a Negev Yofer. Okay. And Mustaki takes care of both. The question is it can Mustaki or not? I would have said Misvara that it depends from what perspective you're coming. If you talk about it from the perspective of Shema Yayapas HaShvira, so can is certainly Mustaki, if not worse than Mustaki, so it goes right into the garbage. But if you're talking from the perspective of Soser, I thought he had this tremendously powerful, strong can. I thought that really should be considered to be a Kli Shalem from the perspective of Stira. And there should be an Easter potentially of Stira Gemura Bekele. That's what I thought. It depends on what perspective you're coming from. So someone wrote a letter to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman exactly to that effect. Rebbe, I don't understand.
Therefore, since this function is very flimsy, it's only going to be used once. I mean, the fact that it's strong is not... usually strong is a simon that it's going to be used over and over. But he's saying, no, the essence of what makes something a kli, we don't care how strong it is. Who cares if it's strong if it's sitting in the corner doing nothing? What makes it a kli is its function. And if the function is only chad pami, so it might as well be very flimsy. It's going to be thrown out right away.
Could be. Could be, you're right. I'd like to prove that you're right. One line in Sefer Binyan and Shabbos, the top of page Reish Tes. Mutta lishba chavas mustagi ulahot zeh growers. Why? Look what he says, Rav Shlomo Zalman. One line. Shem dechashiv kishover egos kimavur b'shoranarach simin shin yudalit. Whoa! What's he saying over here? A whole new vart. Not only by Chol Solos do we say it's like an egos, but also by Mustaki. He quotes the Chazon Ish that Mustaki is called a Mana Tevira. He quotes the Chiddush Yeran in the Mishnah we mentioned before. Oh, a whole new ball game, Rabbi Osai. If this is the case, then in effect, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is really saying the same as Rabbi Moshe said. He didn't say it up front here in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Rav Moshe had once, what's Rav Moshe's svara? That's bottled to the contents. That's why it's called Chol Solos. The Shlomo Zalman, as we have him in Shmir Shabbos, never said that. But over here, he does say it in this letter, which is printed in Binyan Shabbos Reish Tes, page Reish Tes. It can also be found in Shmir Shabbos Chelek Gimel. Chelek Gimel, Shmir Shabbos, and Tikkunim and Miluim. On our Perek Tes, in Ha'ara Yud Aleph, he says something similar. He says, all these kinds of kalim, which you throw out, B'teilem e'em la'chevet shebesochem v'shari. He uses the lashon of bottle to the content. That's exactly what Ramosh's Kiddush. So you see, it's not in Shmir Shabbos directly in Rav Shlomo Zalman's name, but here it is both in the Binyan Shabbos and the Shmir Shabbos Chelek Gimel. Oh. Fine. If you open up the Shmir Shabbos Aleph, he has a trick. This trick is discussed at length in various poskim, both before and since. The Minchas Yitzchok wrote about it. You want to open a tuna fish can. What do? You first make a hole in the bottom, rendering the kli useless, and then open up the top. Once you make a hole in the bottom, it's not nothing. Let's take a look here in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Perek Tes. We write as follows. Gam lefia osrim, who don't only open a can normally, if you make a hole in the bottom, so now it's not going to be fit for any use, it's okay. Footnote chav, minchas yitzchak, chelik dalet, so it's okay. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says the same thing. The mishum is so, serein lochosh, mishum kevan, shebishah, shakufs, otzgurein, and a kli. Ooh, who said it, and a kli? Who said it's not a kli? That was the Chazanish himself said, not Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Parentheses. That's Chazanish. Avalah Omer Sham and Tila the David, that's considered to be a kli. You have a big problem, because you have a problem of stira. He talks about Mataka and Lana, I'm talking about stira. And there's no bone there, because there's a hole. No Shem Yechav and Asas Pesach, it's already broke, there's a hole in the bottom, there's nothing. I agree to everything you said, except for the first, except for the stira problem. Right? You're not making a clear out of it, it's already killed before you start, you made a hole in the bottom. But the stira problem still exists. He got out of the stira problem by quoting a Chazon Ish that he himself disagreed with in the previous page, with the right from tefillin. So you're not caught out of the woods by this trick of putting a hole in the bottom before you open the top. You're out of the woods of Exera Shemi Yechavin Lasos Pesach Yofa. You're out of the woods as far as Issa Bona. You're not out of the woods of Issa Sosa. Okay. Well, let's get the various Terutzim. The Sudo Ran's Terutz, or Rav Moshe's Terutz, or Rav Shmuel Bezalman's Terutz. They're always out. But it's not that a push. Okay, so we've summarized Rav Moshe so far. Again, this is our first Gilgal, and this will be talk about this for the next few days. The tuna fish cans. The three possible problems. Soser. What are the solutions to the Soser problem? Ain't steer bekalim klal. That's one way out. We'll get to later. Maybe it's not considered to be a steer gemura. Maybe it's not a kli at all. Maybe it's mustaki. Maybe it's bottled to the contents. A lot of different maybes get out of the stira problem. The Zera Shema Yiyapet I don't think applies at all in cans. It's really mustaki from that perspective. And Isabona can only lechora exist if it didn't have a status of kli in the first place, which is a unique sheet of Chazanish, which others disagree with. So we're not doing too bad. The most widely held issur in just context in general is stira, and there are quite a number of tzadim lahakim. Not so bad. Okay. Now, let's see the Gemara. Kuf Membo. Back to the same Gemara. Gemara wants to know by making a hole. Stick a knife into the side of the chavis. Mal and mivras chavita beburtiya b'shavta. The pischa will come mechavin v'yosir. Odil malayin yavah come mechavin v'shorit. He says the pischa come mechavin v'yosir. Meisvei Rashbag Omer. Maybe Adam chavish liyayin made to matas rosha v'sayif. Nah. Hosva baralayin yavah come mechavin. Hoche misa layin yavah come mechavin. Liftuach miftach. That's the Gemara. What do you see, Rabbi Osai? A new yisod? An Easter of making a nekev. Easter to make a nekev, a Pesach. What kind of Pesach we are? What are we asking over here? Only a Pesach Yofeh or any Pesach? You already saw the expression. There's a separate Isser of Pesach No. What are we discussing over here? Ayin Yofeh is one side of the contrast. And the Pischok HaMechaveh. Pesach No, Yofeh, some of this unique halacha? Or any Pesach is awesome. May you make a Pesach on the side of the chavetz? So lechora, that's the next sugya. The latest part of the Mishnah says ein nokvin megufa shel chavetz. That's the megufa. What's mitzida mean? 2 days in the Gemara we saw yesterday. Is the tzara megufa or the tzara chavetz? Tzara chavetz is certainly us. The holidays. So the aura. If the Mishnah says stam, ain't no kvin, doesn't say nekav yafe, I would say the pashtus, that any nekav in the side of the chavetz is going to be usur. And the only way out is to say that it does not have a status of nekav at all. La'ayin yafe kamachavein rabosai. Not only is it taken out of the category of nekav yafe, I think it's taken out of the category of nekav completely. It's not called a hole. Now, why are they asking a hole if it's not a nekav yafe? So the Gemara explained. It's a gzeira atu pesach ha'osir l'hachach l'hotzi. Pesach ha'osir l'hachach l'hotzi. Doesn't have to be so yafe. Lul shatana gola. So it makes a hole. Sounds like they're two different, separate and distinct yisurim. Pesach yafe is one yisur. And Pesach in general is another yisur. On a Doraisa level, potentially Doraisa anyway, Nekev Yafeh would be Asur no matter what, at least according to some poskim. Makev Apatis, maybe even in the Mustaki. Talshitas Rashi in Beitzen, Tosfos and Shabbos, here seems to be like that Rashi. Pesach Plain might be an Isra of Bona, as in Lul Shultan of Golem. Midoraisa requires lachos of lahotzi, and the rabbanim made a gzera otu lul shultan agol. Even a plain pesach, but pashmis. The way to get out of that iser is to call it an ayin yofik of mechaim, which means it's not a pesach yofik, it's not a pesach at all. That's how I understand the Gemara. Well, it's not, I'm not 100% sure I'm right. That's how I understand the present time. If you have auras, I'm happy to hear them. I repeat again, it needs to be a pesach yofik. That's the pashas in the Mishnah itself, the first part of the Mishnah. Vashma is kavan lasas kli. Rashi says, and the nok v'yof v'pesach noa. That's iser even anywhere. That's an automatic iser. And then, this is an additional iser of a pesach stam, which is the gzera mishum lul shaltan agol. We'll come back to all this a little bit later on. I just wanted to give you a particular point of view, which some agree with and some don't. Now, Rashi explains, "Vavashlo yiskav lasas kli lenok v'yofa v'zek v'pesach no." Don't do A, lest you do B. Feirush. Don't do A, lest you do B. What does this be? Oh, Pesach Noah requires Diktuk and Torah. And it's a serious violation. What's the nature of the violation? We'll have to discuss that at length. I'm just making references. Is it the Pesach itself which is the problem? Or is it the Pesach Yafeh is considered an improvement in the Kli? Say, my nafkamina. I'll give you nafkamina. You're going to throw the kli out. I'm going to throw the kli out. Is there an Easter Pesach Yafe? If the Easter is an improvement of the kli, maybe it wouldn't apply. If the Easter is Pesach Yafe as such, maybe it applies anyway. Okay. The Nach has the following question. Again, according to Rashi, means don't do A, lest you do B. Now the Gemara Masechta Beitza talks about this issue. And the Ran says, this is again page Yud Tes Amud Aleph and Daf Bei Harif. Why is it permissible to be shover adam as a chavis lechem and a grogris? Mishum, the inami mechav and lasas kli lo mitzir elav the rabbanon. Kevin shu osa kli v'shvira belvad shelo kedarko. U'mishamochi ki lo mechav and shari afilu lechatchila. The simple read of the Ran is that mechav does not mean you're going to do a different action. It's the same action. It's what in your head. What's in your head? That's a simple read of the Gemara in Masechta Beitza, which compares this to someone who is Kotim as a Kisim. Is it Lachzat Boshinov or Lahariach Bo? No distinction is made there between a different kind of an action, Lachora. Could be it's all the same action. It all depends what's in your head. It's not Rashi's trap. Matter of fact, the Chazon Ish is wondering why Rashi said this chat. Where's Chazon Ish? Who has it? Why Rashi said, thank you. Why Rashi said this chat of Lichavein, okay, of Lichavein A, don't do A, lest you do B. What's wrong with the simple chat? Don't do A and think A, because you may do A and think B. He quotes Rashi. Misugi de beita shamash mashen chilik b'maisim alim b'kavanoso. Va'afilu b'pesach she'eno noe im miskaven shishamash l'pesach osur. Kamo b'kotim atzei b'samim mashen chilik b'el b'kavanoso l'ariach olakzots. He suggests a pshat in all in the Tirashi. It's all in the head. And it sounds like he really means this is the better pshat. But then, since the Rashi HaKodesh has fakert, v'yimhocha b'inan shini b'maisov, which is Rashi's pshat, so yesh lo ma d'shani k'timo d'gaz v'inan lo riach otu lachzos d'chad maisa avya, avo pischa shamoi otu pesach yofer, lo gaz v'inan, lo kashin v'imigufa haskovitz, u'miyu medaktik lasas pesach noa, osra afilu stomach. Sorat Chazesh Aliba de Rashi. Aliba de Rashi. And it gets very tricky, you know, in the Lashonis of Chazanish, what exactly is the din? There are two maisim over here. You make a nice Pesach or a not nice Pesach. You get an impression that if you make a not nice Pesach, it's not considered to be a Tikkun B'Kli. A Pesach no is. Even what he calls, quote, Bistama. So Pesach no is stama. What does stama mean? He's not mechavet anything. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to throw it out. A Pesach yofer is also bistama. You get an impression from this line. It's only also bistama. What'll be if I make a Pesach no and I'm going to throw it out? I got an impression from this line. Even according to Rashi, it's going to be mutter. Himself, it certainly sounds like it should be mutter. Lo yiskav, he's throwing it out. But he says over here, he's saying Pshat and Rashi, in midaktek lasos Pesach nosa afilu b'stama, stama's us. But the fair shekavon to throw it out immediately, maybe even according to this understanding of Rashi, would be mutter. Perhaps it's not Magad Mishnah that he quotes earlier. We pass in the Shulchan Aruch like Rashi, the Feirush, Sifal. As a matter of fact, I saw in the Sefer Nachal Zered, which I got from Rabbi Simon Shlita, for those who are preparing on Tuesday. We expect Rabbi Simon Shlita as our guest for Shabbos Nachmu. And also I hope to have the Malava Malka, the official Kol Malava Malka this month of Shabbos. Major events coming up, Siyata Dishmaya. So in that Sefer Nachal Zered, he says he doesn't see the Chazanish as being so correct. If you look at the Gemara Beitza, he thinks Pukfaker. The Gemara's Beitza is mashed a little bit more like Rashi, against the Chazon Ish. Why? Because the Gemara, if you, those who are familiar with the Gemara, it's hard to go into it, you don't have it all in front of you. The intricacies of the line by line in the Sukkah Beit Salam and Gimel Lamed Beis. But to make a long story short, the Gemara has a kash over there. The two braises. One braisa says mutter, one braisa says osa. If the din would be, if the din would be that the only time it's usher, as Chazanish explains, is when they did a ketima in an ambiguous fashion. The ketima could have been lachtas moshinav, or the ketima could have been lariachbo. So you have a brayis that says mutter. I have a simple kimta. Let's refer to a case in which he's doing ketima lariachbo in a manner which is unfit lachtas moshinav. That'll explain why it's mutter. That'll be a gevaldig teretz. Hakam b'mayaskinan. What did the Gemara answer? Birakin. That's the Gemara of Teretz Habarak, Habakasha Habarakin. That's a shvera answer, the Gemara's Teretz of Birakin. What's so shver about the answer? When you look at the Rashi, here in Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Kolt no Mariachbo, Vafilu Lechatchila, Da'ach Lachtos Boshinav Shari, Ela Urcha de Milsa Nokat, Shein derech rakin l'taklan lachzos. This would have been a better teretz. That's referring to a case of mutter. It's referring to a case which only fits lariach and not lachzos. The fact that the Gemara didn't say that indicates that that's also asur. Because Rashi is right. They do go as their A or to B. Action A or to action B. The kids may have gone over your head. Don't worry about it. You look it up. Nachal Zeret. Page. Reish Yud Aleph. Okay. Fine. We learned Shover. I mentioned this already yesterday. Back to our Gemara. Shover. Shover doesn't mean to smash the smithereens. You're breaking the top off. V'araya. It's a V'vashli Yachavein Lasos Kli. Whichever pshat you learn. I mean, if you smash the smithereens, there's nothing to talk about. But it's a Shvira in the Makom HaPesach. Why is that mutter? Because by doing that, it's clear la'ayin yofaka mechavin. It's used the Gemara's expression. I just want to get rid of the contents. I'm not looking to make any psach. I want to get the grogros out. That's all. Give me my grogros. That's all I want. Give me my grogros. Oh. So now what's pshat in the Gemara's shaila about lemivras chavita beburtia b'shapta, the piskaka mechavin, or ayin yofaka mechavin? What's the pshat? So the Chazon Ish gives the right pshat in back in Siman Nun Aleph in Sifkot and Gimel. He tells you the pshat. B'mesnisin tzanan shnei dinim, the shvira mutter v'lasos negev aser. Right, that's our mishnah. Two dinim. Umiboyalei b'burtio ichoshev ka'osin negev ochoshev k'shvira. Very simple, straightforward question in the Gemara. On the one hand, the burtya neck of Gadol Yosem in Haroi, it's bigger than it should be, because you're not doing it nice. You're just stabbing a knife in. It's not a way to make a hole in the barrel. So it's not a perfect neck of. So maybe it's considered l'ayin yofeh, like a shvira, or maybe not. Beheshiv shadayin shem neck of aleha, and a neck of his usher, we pointed out, any neck of his usher. That's Pshat Nigamah. They have the kasha from Rashbag. What Rashbag say? Maybe Adam as a chavis mishalayin umatnas rosh b'sayif umenichal if yerochem b'shabes and a choshesh. Frek the Rashba. Why not ask in the Mishnah? Shover Adam as a chavis lechem and a grogos levashlo iskam lasas kli. We're asking him a brisa. If you're going to ask him a Mishnah, The answer is, says the Rajba. The Reish of the Mishnah Shover, that's certainly not a Pesach. That, forget it, that's no Pesach. It's only the relatively speaking neat decapitation, if you will, off the head, with a scythe of the top that's being described by Rashim ben Gamliel, by Rashbag, that the Gemara thought might be comparable somehow to the Burutiyah. The Mishnah is certainly not comparable. Here too, Matis Besayev is not a Kilkul Gamur, it's like Burutiyah. Gemara says it's not a good comparison. Why isn't it a good comparison? Because there, Levad Elayin Yofakim Mechavein. Hocha, Yis Elayin Yofakim Mechavein, Liftuchay Miftach. Look, he have an alternative. Take off the stopper. Take off the cover of the. Take off the megufa. Since you didn't take off the megufa, it's a simon that we are doing as a Shem Pesach. As opposed to you take a sword and take the whole thing off. That's called Ayin Yaf. It's not called the Pesach whatsoever. Kamza Rabosai is now the Binyan Shabbos. Puts it very nicely. Again, it's worth seeing inside those who haven't. The Binyan Shabbos says that there are three kinds of situations. Three kinds of situations. There's a Pesach Yofeh on the one extreme. Then there's a Pesach Shover. It's garnish. It's not called a Pesach at all. Ayin Yofeh Kemachavi. And there's a Pesach Rogil. It's not Yofeh. It's not a Shvira. Stop. So it's this middle Pesach that we're talking about over here. So in this kind of a case, if it's Ayin Yofeh Kemachavi and you take a sword and knock the whole top off, it's mutter. But if you make a similar kind of Pesach on the side of the barrel, when if you had met Ayin Yofeh, you should have taken the Magoof off. Therefore, we assume it's called the Pesach Kemachavi. You know, it's not a Pesach Yofeh, it's a plain Pesach, and it is prohibited. Why is it prohibited? Again, the question later on in the Gemara. Zera, Atu, Lul Shotana Golim. Okay. Everyone clear so far? Also in the sug itself, you got it. Klar. Fine. Let's now turn to the Mordechai and Simon Shin Chof Beis. Shin Chof Beis. Interesting phrase there. Here a long time ago, if you recall. Mikaneish lochiach shemutal listo stimas piatana shesasumir of Shabbos. Right, we know about this. This is breaking that the cover of the chont of it. V'dola darmina perkhovis to shari the mivris chavita the brutia of Shabbos should the mechayv and the hotzi ayayim lelachas pesach. What's wrong with this picture? What's wrong with this picture, gentlemen? Huh? What did I conclude about this tekka? Aser amuter, huh? Aser. He misquotes the Gemara. The Gemara said it's aser, and he quotes it's mutter. What's going on over here? So everyone jumps on him. The anshe shame with the big day yesha. What's going on? What's going on over here? So they both say the same teretz basically. That the Gemara, let's take a look, for example, in the Big Day Yeshaya Gimel. Kosher, the Yisrael Behaja Beperk Chavis Avkuf Mem Vav, the Pisgah Kamachav and the Asur. What do you mean, Smutter? The Yeshlava, the Hocha, Medavel Lister of Stima Satana, Shabbat and Machav, and Otias for Lol Asus Pisgah. Who may be Shapir Rai, the Chagav Nishari, with Omer Arvasha, the Pisgah Kamachav and the Asur, Shraminodim, Ilav, Oisak Avasa, El Hoti Yayim, Havishari, Hanamishari. Interesting, right? Okay, that's the pshat. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. There's then in Shin Yud Dalin Sif Vav, with an interesting word is thrown in. One word. The Mechaber says, that the Nokva Betzida, is asur. Why? Kev Rav Mitzida vadai le Pesach mechavim. Vadai. So Mishnah Berurah writes, quoting from the Gemara with the Rashi, he lenem ienem mechavim le Pesach in elachavas motzayim hurlo leftorach as amagufo. Get an impression from the lashon of the mechavim, from the Gemara itself a bit, that it's only us in the vado. You know for a fact, it's obvious, mitoch maisev is muchach, that he means le Pesach mechavim. But if you wouldn't be sure, le Pesach olayin yofer, sounds like it'll be mutter. It's not a Pesach yofer. So the mechaber writes in Sif Aleph, that a nekev bi'alma, it's lost to the mechaber, Sif Aleph. Vafilu nekev bi'alma, also linkeva mechodesh. Why is a nekev bi'alma also? Presumably, the issue would be either stira, or zeresh emiskav and lasas kli. By mustik, it's mutter. A neck of yafa is also even by mustiki. Who sets out a Mishnah Berurah? Open the Mishnah Berurah and sif aleph, sif cotton hay. The knock with neck of yafa. That's the Rashi Lamed Gimel in Beitzah. But if it's Shlema, it's also in all cases Sifkat Mches. But Salava She'ena also neck of the Pesach al Shorba. Hakach Kosev Revusa Tfei. Tafilu neck of Bialmo. Rotzaloma neck of She'ena Yofe le Pesach. This betarta the tivusa. It has two things going for it. It's going from the Lushay Surah. Two pluses. Number one, Eino Shover Achavis. Smash this hole. Number two, Vigam She'eino Pesach means Pesach Yafeh. Afilu Hachi Asura. That's the Chiddush of Sif Aleph, the Chiddush of the Gemara. It's a Gzeira Otu Lushay Tarnagolim. What do you see from this, Mishnah Berurah, Lushay Surah? That there are two separate possibilities to Aser over here. In Sifal, you can Aser for one of two reasons. That's how the Rebbe explains in Sifal. One of two reasons. Isa Shvira and Shema Yiskavin to make a Pesach Yafeh. There are two reasons. Nekev B'Alma has sort of neither reason. It's not considered Stira Gemura. Not a Pesach Yafeh, but it's Aser Mishum Gezeir of Lul Shatana Golan. So if I asked the Rabbi Kivege, asked the Kasha. Kivege asks, what do you mean Afilu Nekev B'Alma? Nekev is more chomer than Shvira. How do I know? Because when it comes to Mustaki, Shvira is Mutter, and he holds Nekev would be Aser. If Nekev is Aser in Mustaki, right? If Nekev is Aser in Mustaki, and Shvira is Mutter. So what do you mean, Afilu Nekev B'Alma? The Moshe Yisrael says, no. Nekev B'Alma is not a Pesach Yafeh. Not a Pesach Yafeh. Nonetheless, B'Shleimot Osir, Shem Yiskai V'Nasas Pesach. And Muskid is no Xer. The Mishnah Berurah of God Mechaz quotes the whole story. Fine. This is the basics working of the sugya. Now we come back to opening cans. We started with cans, went to the sugya, went back to cans. And back to Chazon Ish. He asks the cans in Nun Aleph, Osir Aleph, for two reasons. One, Shema Yechavein the Kli, Lassus Kli, but he adds something. Remember, the Chazon Ish wrote, Chazon Ish was Nifter almost 50 years ago, and he wrote this before that. I'm not exactly sure when he wrote it, but I'm assuming it was written sometime in the 40s, because Shlomo Zalman is reacting to the previous Simon. I assume they came out at the same time. I guess he must have read it. It must have come out just not that long before wrote him that letter in 1948. So he says he's writing in the 40s. Let's assume. Let's assume. In Eretz Yisrael. So the Chazon Ish there says, ooh, Cannes a big problem. Why? What's the problem? I hold this a very serious problem. Let's turn to the Gemara on Kuf Menvav Amid Beis. One line in the Gemara. One line. I tear for the asa also. My timer of Yema Midifti on Xer Mishum Marzev. What is a Marzev? A spout. A spout. If you look at Mishnah Brura, everyone has a Mishnah Brura. Look at Mishnah Brura of Osai. It's of cotton chaf hay. What's the Tosefta? We spoke so much time.